KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and each week I get to share another positive story about people at Fresno State doing really incredible things that benefit our community. And all these stories are wonderful and special in their own way, but this one is very special to me and to our community in a number of ways. So let's get started. I'm excited to welcome four students to the show, all who help coordinate Camp Kesem Fresno State. This is a completely student-initiated and led project that supports children through and beyond their parents' cancer. It's the only program of its kind in the Central Valley, and it's a wonderful example of college students finding a need, filling it out of the goodness of their hearts, and really continuing to do great work year after year. With me in the studio are Alexandra Pockets Chavez, Kaylee Red O'Connor, Gianna Frenchie Consoli, and Noah TBT Contreras. Welcome to the show, everyone, and thanks for being here.
Chris, thank you so much for having us today.
Now, if you're wondering about those nicknames, Pockets, Red, Frenchie, and TBT, we will explain. So how about quick introductions from everybody? Just let us know a little about yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kaylee O'Connor. I go by Red. I'm a third-year political science major here at Fresno State, and this is my second year involved in Camp Kesem, and I'm one of the co-directors this year.
Hi, my name is Alexandra Chavez. I go by Pockets in the Kesem world. I recently just graduated from Fresno State in December with a kinesiology degree, and I'm furthering my education, but at this time I'm sticking with Camp Kesem for the whole year, and I'm also a co-director.
Hi, I'm Gianna Frenchie Consoli. I'm in the process of changing my major here at Fresno State to community health. And it's my third year here, and I am one of the coordinators for Make the Magic, an event we put on for Camp Kesem.
Hi, everyone. I'm Noah TBT Contreras. I'm a junior here at Fresno State with a major in biology and a minor in business, and I'm on the pre-med track right now. So I'll be taking the MCAT coming up soon, and all that comes with that is around the corner.
All right. So Kaylee, first, what's with the nicknames?
So I go by Red, not because it's my favorite color, but it's actually my hair color.
And yes, it is.
Yes. And it's super easy for the kids to remember. So
what's the whole thing with Kesem? Alexandra, you said in the Kesem world. What do you mean?
Everyone involved in Kesem has their own unique kind of nickname, and that's why we call them Kesem names. It's just kind of like we're able to show our personality outside of our own individual name. So, for example, my Kesem name is Pockets. That was given to me as a kid because my parents would always tell me to keep my hands in my pockets because I would always break things. So there I am. I'm a little girl with my hands in my pockets, and it just kind of stuck.
Gianna, how about you? Where'd you get Frenchie from?
Well, I'm obsessed with dogs. I'm a big fan of all different types of dogs and breeds. My particular favorite is the French Bulldog, and so I kind of went with that. I think they're quirky, weird, and I just love them.
Okay. And Noah, how about TBT?
Yeah, Chris. So TBT is actually short for 2x2. So when you join the Kesem team, you go through this big naming ceremony, and people that are already part of the team throw out different naming suggestions. And since my name in real life is Noah, there were a lot of Bible metaphors, analogies thrown out, and 2x2 was one of them. And TBT kind of just stuck from there, and I just go by TBT now.
It's like any traditional sort of summer camp. Everybody has their camp name, and I always give all the Kesem folks a hard time because I'm like, I can't keep one name straight, much less two. So I'm like, look, I'm just going to call you by your real name. But sometimes it's a little easier. Like Red is easy for me. Pockets is easy for me. So anyway, okay, so Red, how about a little introduction to what is Camp Kesem?
So as you mentioned earlier, we are a nonprofit that supports kids through and beyond their parents' cancer. And the main way we do that is by sending these kids to a free week-long summer camp. We also have other programs throughout the year, such as Friends and Family Day, where we spend 2 hours with the kids. This year, it's going to be here in Fresno on March 28th.
How long has Fresno State had a Camp Kesem chapter, right? I mean, as part of this national organization, how long have we had our chapter here on campus?
This is our sixth year, and it's our sixth camp.
And you know, you talk about the camp and then there's all these other programs. We're going to talk a little bit about fundraising and how much it costs to do a camp. when you talk about this summer camp, this is a full-on, real summer camp. This isn't just some little deal that we do here on campus, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about the camp itself?
Mm-hmm. The camp is June 15th through June 20th. It's 6 days long. The kids come on the 15th. We immediately show them their cabins, introduce them to the new counselors, and they get to see their old friend returning counselors, too. And throughout the week, we have different activities such as messy wars, mm-hmm. where we have a giant war with paint and we all throw it at each other. We have great pictures that come from that one. And then we have empowerment, where the kids have a chance to share their own experiences and listen to others.
Lots of traditional summer camp activities that you do up there. Alexandra, how do the kids get picked? And are you still taking applications for campers?
Yes, we reach out throughout the Central Valley for potential camper families. So the kids are picked just by being affected by their parents' cancer. So if their parent had been diagnosed or is going through current treatment or is in remission or has unfortunately passed away, we reach out and try and figure out how we can help these kids. We reach out to different schools throughout the Central Valley, as well as hospitals, oncology departments, as well as just through word of mouth. We do a lot of outreach work with other nonprofits as well, such as the American Cancer Society and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. We run the Kid Zones for some of their events. And so we kind of just blast our support throughout the valley in hopes that we can recruit as many campers as we can. We are still taking applications for campers, and you have to be from the age of 6 to 18 years old.
So you are still taking applications. People can just Google Camp Kesem Fresno, right, and probably find your Facebook and the website, and they can navigate that way. But we will post on our Facebook page the @FS Service in Action. That's @FS Service in Action on Facebook. We'll post a link to your page and to that application and to lots of great pictures. So folks, if you're listening and you want to learn more and maybe have a friend or family member apply, by all means, you can do that. So Alex and Kaylee, this is a national program. You're part of this national organization. It's totally run by student volunteers, right? Can you talk about sort of the national picture a little bit?
Yeah, so we have about over 150 college campuses nationwide that have a Camp Kesem. And we were able to attend a summit back in November of 2019, where we were with about 700 other students who went to Summit and were able to kind of share their experiences, and we were able to learn from each other, and we were able to attend speeches and learn from other chapters. And it was such a great experience because we were able to see firsthand how huge Camp Kesem really is in the United States. And we are all very passionate just to help this unique community.
And it is unique, not only nationally, it's the only organization of its kind, but it's unique here because this is the only chapter serving the Central Valley. So we're really excited that it exists here at Fresno State. Both of you have really compelling personal stories. A lot of times I've heard the Kesem folks ask, you know, why do you Kesem? Why do you get involved in Kesem? So we talk a little bit about why do you Kesem?
So I Kesem because my little brother wanted to go to camp last year. And my stepmom, his mom, passed away from cancer 3 years ago. And I joined because I wanted to make sure that he could go and I wanted to make it the best camp possible for him. And last year he had an absolute blast. His name at camp is Monsta Mayhem. Monsta with an A, not Monster Mayhem. And that's what pushed me to go for a director this year. I wanted to really take control and put some ideas out there and make camp as best as possible for him and for the other kids as well, because I made so many good friends at camp.
Pockets, how about you?
So back in 2017, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and that really flipped my world and our family. And I knew that I had to step up in the family and help as much as I could. So I was a student. I was a mom. I was a part-time employee because, you know, my mom was going through a lot and I was happy and willing to be there for my family. And with that, I have a younger sister who we really didn't know how she was feeling about my mom's diagnosis. So we heard of Camp Kesem and we thought, well, that's a great idea. And I didn't think about joining primarily because I had so much on my plate already. But then eventually it just kind of came to me because some gal on campus ran up to me with the counselor information and said, hey, join Camp Kesem. And I was a little freaked out because I heard of them and I was like, is this a sign? What's going on? But I ended up applying and now I'm completely dedicated to our mission. My little sister is going back to camp. Her chesem name is Chives. And she's going back to camp for her third year this summer. And, you know, we're a full-blown chesem family now.
Chives is hanging out in the studio over here with us too, smiling at us. But she says she won't go on the mic. So, you know, hi, Chives. We see you over there. Okay. So the two of you are co-coordinators. But there are also other students who have leadership roles, the CORD board. Can you talk about that leadership structure and other ways that students are involved in leadership roles within the Camp Chesem Fresno State?
Sure. So we have 14 other coordinators. Typically, there's a pair. So with us today are our Make the Magic co-coordinators. And we have other co-coordinators such as operations, who's in charge of planning the camp, development, who's in charge of fundraising, AMP in charge of our social media and alumni, treasurer and outreach, who's in charge of recruiting campers, VOCO, who's in charge of volunteer. It's a big CORD board,
yeah.
But it's great because we have so many, the work's split pretty evenly. And me and Pockets, we just manage everyone. We don't really have
just manage everyone.
That's our sole job.
Yeah, just manage everyone. I know it's a lot more involved than that. And we'll maybe talk about that a little bit too. So Noah, let's get you in here. I understand the program name, Chesem. It's a Hebrew word with a pretty appropriate meaning for this camp. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Chesem is actually Hebrew for magic. And at least for me, when I think of magic, I think of a world of fantasy somewhere far off where you can kind of escape from reality. And for a lot of families and kids, that's what Chesem is for them. It's a way to step outside of the world of hurt that they're going through right now with their parents' cancer and just find a separate world of people who understand them and get them and know what they're going through. And so for them, even though it's kind of an escape, it's home and it's family for them. So I think Chesem as magic is very fitting for that.
Well put, well put. So this will be your first year actually going to camp, right?
Yes, it will be.
Are you excited?
I am very excited, yes. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Now, Gianna, you've been before, right?
Yes, Chris, I have.
So tell us, what's a normal day at camp look like, all right? The sun comes up and you wake up, and where do you go from there?
Depending on the age group, getting down to breakfast can be kind of difficult. If you have some of the little ones, it might take a little more to round them up and get them down to the little dining hall area. But we congregate in this little dining hall and we have all of our campers. They all get their breakfast and it's kind of a nice moment during that meal time because everyone kind of sees each other from their different units and they're able to do camp songs and really like unite as a whole to start the day. And then each unit kind of breaks out into different camp activities. So last year we were able to do canoeing and swimming and things like that.
A lot of games, arts and crafts.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. So we'll do some arts and crafts and some like soccer or different little field games we can play. And that mostly just depends on whatever the schedule is today. And all of the kids kind of get to do everything. So
then there's lunch. Afternoon's kind of the same thing.
Yes, lunch is great. We love lunch. So again, we go right back to the dining hall and kind of regroup. And typically after lunch, we do have my personal favorite part of the day called Feed on Bedtime. It's about that midpoint of the day where you get to finally lay down. Uh-huh. It's great. I don't know if the campers enjoy it as much as the counselors do, but we definitely appreciate it. After that, then we'll go back into our activities. And then in the evening, we'll usually have a campfire and kind of everyone gets to sing camp songs or we'll do little skits. My personal favorite part of camp is the talent show where all the campers get to show off their little dance moves or sing a song or whatever that may be.
Good stuff. I've seen videos of that. That's for sure. It's fun. So, Alexandra, most summer camps charge a small fortune for a child to attend a week of camp. I know of a local camp that's charging somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,700 for 1 week for their busiest weeks. How much does it cost to run a camp like this for Chesem?
Well, depending on the chapter and how large it is, like for example, for us, we're in our sixth year, like Red's mentioned earlier. So our goal this year is $85,000. That is to put on a camp for a week for 80 campers. So we were able to reach out to other schools in California, such as Cal Poly and Santa Cruz and all them. And they are able to offer two sessions per summer of 1 week of camp for their community. So we're almost there as well. our campsite is great, but they're almost out of boarding, so we might have to go into 2 weeks of camp next year.
Wow.
But this year, yes, we are aiming for $85,000. We ask for our counselors to help fundraise as much as they can because we do hope that they can raise $500, which will send one kid to camp.
I really want the listeners for that to sink in a little bit. $85,000 that these students raise. I think last year was $70,000 or $75,000 that they had to raise. Every year, because the camp gets more popular, it goes up. And I remember when the students who helped form this program came to me as the director of the community service program here at Fresno State and were talking to me about this. And they said they had to raise, I think, $30,000 that first year. And I thought, there's no way. I know what that's like to try and raise money. And sure enough, they've done it. And you've been successful every year in making that goal. But it's not easy, right? And I know that you've got a lot of development and fundraising activities. But one of the big ones is Make the Magic. So, Gianna, can you tell us a little about what is Make the Magic?
Well, Make the Magic is a fundraising dinner that we put on. This is actually our fifth annual one, despite it being our sixth year of Camp Kesem. We're very excited to put it on, my co-coordinator Noah and I. We actually have a really fun Under the Big Top theme this year. And at Make the Magic, we fundraise in different ways. We're going to have a silent auction this year, as well as a paddle raise portion to kind of tell different donors how much different contributions could affect our camp this year. And we're hoping to raise $40,000 on April 25th.
And Noah, tell us a little about that event. So it's on April 25th. Where is it at? How can people get more information about that event? That kind of thing.
So the event is on April 25th at Fort Washington Country Club. It goes from 5 to 9 p.m., which sounds like a really long time, but the first hour, hour and a half of that evening is an open cocktail hour, and then we'll proceed for the evening talking about what Camp Kesem is and letting the attendees know more about Camp Kesem. We'll play different camp videos and just give them a further insight into how camp works and who it affects. We're going to have multiple speakers there. So it's a lot of really interesting things that go on that evening. And if they would like to get more information about it, they can always just Google Make the Magic Fresno State. That'd probably be the easiest way. The link is really long.
Make the Magic Fresno State. Just Google that. But we'll put a link on that at FS Service in Action Facebook page. So listeners, you can always just jump onto Facebook or you can Google the Make the Magic Fresno State. Either way. No, and Gianna, I didn't ask you. So why do you Kesem? What's your reason for being involved?
The person that first got me involved in Kesem is actually Kaylee Red, who's in this room right now. And she asked me a couple different times to apply to be part of CORD and to be a counselor and to get involved. And I kept telling her, yeah, I'll do it. But in the back of my mind, I was, you know, oh, I'm too busy. I have too much going.
Pre-med major, yeah.
Too much going on. But this year, I just decided to send in an application to be part of CORD board, even though I didn't go to camp last summer, just to see what opportunities were available. And I got placed in this Make the Magic role, which has been a blast trying to coordinate with Frenchie. And another reason I Kesem is, as a young kid, I grew up with a lot of older family members who had cancer. And so it was hard to see them with their battles with cancer and ultimately lose their battles with cancer, and to see my parents and how it affected them and how it affected us. And to me, knowing that there's hundreds of kids in the Valley that are going through the same struggle was ultimately what pulled me into wanting to be a part of Kesem.
Gianna, how about you?
The reason I Kesem is actually for my dad. I had kind of been interested in Camp Kesem during my entire time here at Fresno State, but I kind of forgot about it as I got busier and busier with classes. But it wasn't until my father was diagnosed with prostate cancer in spring of 2018, I believe. And I know it was very difficult as a 20-year-old adult to go through that, and I couldn't imagine what it would be like as a child to go through that. And so it kind of reminded me of this great organization here on campus, and it inspired me to get involved.
Well, a little personal story. My Kesem story is certainly I lost my father to cancer, but I was here when the students first came to this program and said they wanted to start it and wanted to leave something behind when they left Fresno State that went beyond their time here. And so I got involved that way. But then my wife also was diagnosed with breast cancer, and my kids went through this. And two of my kids have been counselors and been involved, and one is still involved. And maybe when and if my youngest gets to Fresno State or another university that has a Camp Kesem chapter, I hope he gets involved, because it's been a really meaningful experience for them. I've certainly talked to lots of other folks who've been involved in the program. I'm wondering maybe just a little bit more about, what do you take away? I mean, you put a lot of time into this. I can only imagine, you know, Pockets and Red, how much time you put in as co-coordinators. But, you know, as a Make the Magic coordinator, you're putting in hours and hours every week for months on end. What do you take away from an experience like this?
I know personally, it's just very rewarding once you're at camp and you're able to see how incredible the kids are. Honestly, it's so inspiring, and it's just touching to see how the time that you're spending throughout the weeks, it just makes it totally worth it when you see kids enjoying camp and being able to connect.
Noah, how do you think you benefit from this experience so far? You haven't been to camp yet, but what are the benefits for you?
For me, at first couple months of being in this role, it was actually kind of hard to get the motivation to keep pushing on. And then we had our first Family and Friends Day of the fall semester. I was able to meet a lot of the different campers and hear some of their stories and just see the light and the magic that Kesson brings to their lives. And from then on out, that has been the biggest motivating factor for me to keep pushing forward with Make the Magic and with Kesson. And like Frenchie said, it's so rewarding to know that there's a lot of work that goes behind putting on the camp, but ultimately it brings so much joy to these kids, and that makes it worth it.
Alex, how about you?
You know, every year the reason changes. You know, I started off, like I mentioned, my mom, I Kesson for my mom. And I worked hard to be the best counselor I could be for actually six-year-old girls. Oh, man, that was fun. And then after the week of camp my first year, they were the reason why I Kesson'd. They were the reason why I worked hard and attended trainings for a counselor. And I felt like I couldn't go on the rest of the year without them. It was so difficult. And then I joined Cord Board the following year and became a recruiter for students to be involved with Camp Kesson. And that was rough. It was fun, but it was very in-depth. But yeah, then again, going back to camp and you just live it all over and you realize this is why you do what you do. And they got me again because here I am as director. But, you know, I just can't wait to see them. I can't wait to be able to sit back one day at camp by the fireside and just exhale and see where all our hard work went, and just hoping that the kids are just enjoying themselves because it's just for those kids.
They always do. I'm sure they will this year as well. Kaylee, how about you? What do you take away from this? What are the benefits for you?
That's such a big question. There are so many benefits. I think the biggest benefit for me, though, is seeing that smile on my brother's face of him opening up, meeting new friends, and being able to share his experiences with kids who know exactly what he's going through. Seeing that last year, just as Pocket said, it was like, okay, I guess I have to apply to be director now because I want to see that smile again. There's no bigger smile than the one at camp.
You know, for everybody listening, these are students who put in, I can only imagine, especially, you know, Pockets and Red as co-coordinators. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of hours over the course of a year as co-coordinators, and probably hundreds of hours for all the members of the Cord Board in one way or another by the time camp is over with. None of you talked about, oh, I get a line on my resume. Oh, this looks good for scholarships. Oh, this is a great leadership experience. You know, oh, I get all of these great things out of this. I get a sweatshirt, right? Noah's over here wearing a pullover. None of that. It's all about the feeling that you get from giving. And that says something very special about Camp Kesson. It says something very special about each of you. So I thank you. That's a really nice thing to hear. For all of you curmudgeons out there like me who think, oh, you know, where's our society going? We got good people willing to give their time and their effort for months and months and even years to a program like this. So thanks to all of you. So I really encourage everybody that's listening, just buy a ticket to Make the Magic. What's the date again?
April 25th.
April 25th. Come out to Fort Washington. I think that you're going to have a nice dinner. You're going to hear more about this fantastic program. But be forewarned, if you come, you're going to get hooked. And it's a good thing to be hooked on, that's for sure. That's about it for our time here today. Thanks again to my guests, Alexandra Pockets Chavez, Kaylee Red O'Connor, Gianna Frenzy Console, and to Noah TBT Contreras for being with us today. And as always, a special thank you to everyone listening this morning. We sure appreciate you taking the time to join us for the show. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. And don't forget to like us on Facebook and go visit that Facebook page at FS Service in Action. That's at FS Service in Action. You can still take a look at the page even if you're not a Facebook member. You can see some of the posts and some of the other things that are up there. It's a great Facebook site, not only to learn more about Camp Kesson, but to interact with us and tell us about what you think about the show. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks for tuning in, and have a KESM day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.